This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host to the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times some not so subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
Music plus Detroit equals Motown. Records, that is. But what if R&B is not your cup of tea? So what's in it for us rockers? The aforementioned had 2648 West Grand Boulevard as their epicenter, Hitsville, USA. But the rock contingent had to be happy with venues such as the Grand Ballroom, the Easttown Theater, and the Hideout as their places of worship. These two music genres coexisted in Detroit, sharing music lovers' affections in and around town. But nationally, rock in Detroit took a backseat, overshadowed by the glitzier, better-managed, squeaky-clean-looking Motown. This week, the Vinyl Garage presents Rock and Roll in the Land of Motown, and we're going to start at the grassroots, the garage bands who made it locally, but may or may not have been known anywhere else.
Brings life.
but the prices that you pay takes it up in you. Sometimes you start to look big, that is all you do.
down on your knees. Whoa, I say get down, get down, get down.
A huge hit on WKNR Detroit, as well in Toledo, was the Unrelated Segments and their first single for local label SVR, Story of My Life. The follow-up 45, Where Are You Gonna Go?, suffered the same fate. Small local label unable to promote the band out of their market. The Underdogs got one step further before suffering the same fate, recording four singles, three for local label Hideout. Remember the venue of the same name I mentioned earlier? It's not a coincidence. Their first, Man in the Glass, got national interest from Reprise, at least until the label realized the lyrics sounded strangely reminiscent of an AA prayer. Their national inspirations stop there. Their third single, Surprise Surprise, now back on Hideout, was a Bob Seger composition, and we'll hear more of him later. Not to be confused with the California band of the same name, the Fugitives released three singles for the labels D-Town and Westchester in 1965 and 66, along with a live LP on Hideout. Their first for Westchester was You Can't Make Me Lonely. At this point, let's bring up the gorilla in the room, the MC5, or Motor City 5, a band that by 1969 was loved, hated by many. But back in 1967, before being radicalized on their East Coast tour opening for major national acts, many of which they embarrassed badly by overshadowing them, they recorded their first single, a cover of them's I Can Only Give You Everything on the smaller than tiny AMG label. This would be the last time you'd hear an MC5 cut intended for the mainstream. From this point, it was up against the wall. More from the five later.
Down. And
Heading west out of town on the 94, we end up in Ann Arbor, home of venues such as the Depot House, Canterbury House, and most importantly, the Fifth Dimension, the latter being host to the Michigan debut of both Jimi Hendrix and The Cream, and the local record label, A Square. The most notable of the A Square stable was The Rationals. Their first single, and as far as I can ascertain, the very first A Square single ever, was Look What We've Done in 1965. But it wasn't until 1966 and a cover of Otis Redding's Respect, which predated Aretha's by more than a year, that found national label Cameo Parkway's interest. Cameo's release made the top 100, something the band would never see again.
What you need, honey, you got.
more talented than the cover band they appear to have been were the Apostles, another A-square act with a Kinks cover, Tired of Waiting for You. Taking a trip to Detroit is way safer this way, here in the Vinyl Garage.
I've never seen all the people I know in the bright light of day. So how could I say all that your inner friend of mine?
See you anytime.
Well, I'm feeling fine.
Midnight to six.
Well, that's my time.
That's your time.
Yeah.
See you downtown.
You dropping some sound.
Somehow I'll find my way. Somehow I'll find that day. All my troubles will disappear. All my problems won't seem so near. It won't ever be the same without you, but my life will change for the better, it's true.
Yeah.
closing out the A Square record label, which, by the way, stood for Ann Arbor, with the Scott Richard Case and Midnight to Six Man, a cover of a Pretty Things single from 1965. They scored the big time with a Capitol Records national contract as the band SRC in 1969, releasing a single and an LP, and closed out as the band Blue Scepter on Rare Earth. Ironically, a Motown subsidiary. Rare Earth is where Motown put their white performers. The Time, THYME, and the A Square single, Somehow, from 1967. Next, a very successful band, the Tidal Waves, released three singles, two for national label HBR, and that's Hanna-Barbera Records. The third 45, Action Speaks Louder Than Words, found no label support, causing the Roseville, Michigan group to quietly fade away. Then next up, The Likes of Us, LYKES, proves talent isn't as rare as you might think, releasing only two singles of original material, and that material was good. Another shoulda, coulda, woulda. The band broke up when they graduated high school. These were just kids, and the writing was exceptional. I'm including both the A and B side of the first self-financed single, Tell Me Why Your Light Shines, 730 Said, on the Molt label, in M-O-L-T, are the first letters of the band's last name, and the A side of the second single, I'll Sing You a Love Song, giving you the band's complete recorded output. Let me know what you think. I think they were well ahead of their years.
Tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines. When you go out on me, I never worry about you. You wonder why. You say I better hurry up without you. Oh, oh. Tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines. When you're with me, tell me you love me, but I know you're lying. When you're with me, you're not thinking of me and I start crying. Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why your light shines. Tell me why your light shines.
Thank you.
Mushrooms didn't last long, just about a year, but they scored a reprise contract for one single, Such a Lovely Child, first released on Hideout. The band featured future Eagle Glenn Frey on vocals.
Such a lovely child, all the other ladies came around and around to see her. Such a lovely child with the face of an angel, no man could deceive her. Such a lovely child sent away to school, where they were teaching the etiquette rule. Surely in the company of the others, no bad young men could reach her. Such a lovely young lady sitting by her window, longing so for someone. Such a lovely young lady spending all her hours learning to be someone. Such a lovely young lady sitting all alone. In 16 years how she has grown. Surely in the company of the others she would learn to be someone. And she longs so to be loved, and she longs so for affection. Surely in the company of the others she did not learn rejection. Such a lovely young lady walking down the street, all the men they watch her. Such a lovely young lady, so aloof, so fine, all the men they want her. But she gives them not a second look, just as they taught her in the book. Surely in the company of the others she did not learn rejection. Thank you.
Everybody, no matter who they are, and no matter how different they might be, always runs across the same problem at least once. And that's the problem of love. And maybe just once in your life, you're gonna fall in love with somebody so bad, and it's gonna be somebody that don't need you at all. Somebody that's got everything in the world there is to have, and you got nothing. I who have nothing. I who have no one. Adore you and love you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you. Guys, you're gonna have to tell her something too. So you walk up to that girl and you say, He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, hear what I say. He can buy you the world. Baby, sock it. Turn the blue, my baby. Cross the floor.
one time you could drink the water and enjoy the music of a great rock band, that being Terry Knight and the Pack, and the city is Flint, Michigan. I Who Have Nothing from 1966 was their highest charting single. The band lasted until 1967 when Don Brewer and Mark Farner left to pursue Grand Funk Railroad. Faring better than Terry was Mitch Ryder and his Detroit Wheels, scoring a number 4 single, Devil with a Blue Dress, and a number 6, Sakatumi Baby, which we heard. Not to mention inspiring untold number of bands and singers. Located a bit north of Detroit and Bay City was the home of Question Mark and the Mysterians and their huge national hit, 96 Tears. The B-side of that single was Midnight Hour. Mark's real name was Rudy Martinez. And finally, Dearborn Rockers, The Woolies, and their only single found on Dunhill Records, Who Do You Love? Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening. Great. Zero next day. I wrote this. Been to the real sender. Right. Since you went out, zero. You know, the sheet of stuff.